8:38, KGO News Talk, 8:10 time. Bernie Ward program, 808-0810. The number to call if you would like to be a part of it. You're more than welcome to be. You can email by going to the website at KGO.com. Mark in San Francisco, welcome to KGO with Bernie Ward.
Hi, Bernie. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I listened to you talking earlier about Joe Lieberman, and I had a few thoughts I wanted to share. First of all, it's clear that he's come a really long way since running for vice president, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second thing is, it occurs to me that Lieberman's position about, you know, trying to stop debate on Iraq is not just about that. I mean, the thing is, Lieberman will never have as much power for the rest of his life as he does today. He gets to choose not just for the one time when they chose committees back, you know, last month, but he gets to continue choosing which party controls the Senate, essentially.
Well, until next year, because if he tries to switch in 2008, it's mm-hmm. going to look purely political, and I think it's going. And if he switches to the Republicans, it's going to benefit the Democrats as they run, saying that they need to knock off another couple of Republicans, and also the idea of a Democratic president and vice president would mean, and that power would go. And I think Lieberman has to be a little bit careful, because there's going to come a point in time when he isn't going to have that power. And then if the Democrats really are like me, we would then do everything we could do to make his life in the Senate miserable from then on.
I sure hope they do.
I do too. I would like to see them go after him. The idea that debating Iraq is somehow un-American, that we're not going to debate Iraq anymore, the number one issue in the country, and that this guy is going to try and prevent that from happening, is just astonishing.
I mean, that's really quite a legacy to leave too. I mean, you know, I was the one who stopped the country from doing the right thing. You know, so anyways, that's all.
All right, Mark, I appreciate the call, and I thank you very much for taking the time.